Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Women's Soccer Zone, the latest in our one-to-one special. And for those that have followed the podcast for a while, a familiar voice to you as we welcome Ada Hegerberg of Lyon onto the podcast once again. First interviewed Ada probably about 4.5 years ago, just after Euro 2013, when she was a raw 18-year-old but had burst onto the scene at that European Championships in Sweden. She's now in a position where she's got league titles, Champions League titles and French Cup titles under her belt, and she's got another Champions League final coming up next week in Kiev. So I wanted to have a little chat about that, but also some wider issues as well, talking about her family, talking about being a role model at the tender age of 22. Lots to discuss, got plenty of time for Ada, so we had a good chat. So without further ado, here she is, Ada Hegerberg on Women's Soccer Zone. Well, Ada, a remarkable season once again for you on an individual basis and for your team, Olympique Lyonnais. We're talking shortly after claiming another league title, which your fourth since you joined the French club, 7-0 win over Olympique Marseille, another couple of goals for you. Talk about the league campaign, because a real good one for you. Lots of goals, lots of wins for Lyon as well. Talk about what's been the key to the success this year.
I mean, first of all, it's brilliant, and it's a great feeling. I'm very pleased at the moment. Everything's been done after the plan, and now we're here winning the league, and we got two finals to play. So it's hard to find the words sometimes, but it's like an adventure, and you try to just enjoy it at the same time, be focused and concentrate for the last games of the season. But it's such a great feeling.
We were talking before coming into the interview. I'd lost track and lost count the number of goals that you had scored for Lyon this season. I had 44 written down, but that didn't take into consideration the Coupe de France. You've got the final of the Coupe de France against Paris Saint-Germain before the end of the season. What's been... Or how do you keep getting better, I guess, is the question. When I look at the stats from this season compared to last, you are up considerably. Hmm. What did you work on before this season started that's allowed you to get as many goals as you have this year?
I think it's important to always take the time to analyse and evaluate yourself, especially after a season. What went good, what needs to be done better, and always be like, have a critical eye after every session, after every game, and that's what I've been focusing on my whole career, to be honest. And I know that it takes a lot of work to get those details in place, and something I work on every day, to be honest, mentally and on the pitch. So it's a lot of work, and always have this hunger. I always talk about being motivated to keep going, to always take those small steps, and this season it's been the same focus. So you always put up a plan for yourself and try to follow the small steps, and that's what I've done this year as well.
I want to talk about Champions League in a moment, because not only are you equaling your record of 14 goals from a previous year, you're also catching Anja Mittag, who currently holds the record overall with 50 goals. You're currently sitting on 36. But I've spoken to you a number of times. I've spoken to a few of your Lyon teammates. Most recently, I spoke to Morgan Bryan. I spoke to Alex Morgan when she was there last year. Can you tell me what the average training session is like at Lyon? Because you've been there for, this is your fourth season now. You are surrounded by world-class players. People see the big scorelines on the pitch every weekend, but what they don't see is the training sessions that you guys have. Can you give us a bit of insight into how important they are and how they improve your game?
Yeah, I think definitely having such a group as we have here, it's all about team building, first of all. You always play for the team, which is the most important key in Lyon. And obviously, you need to be on your toes at every session, every game, and really concentrated, because it's such a high competition during the trainings. And this mentality, it's all about mentality. Everyone wants to win. We have this homogeneous group who wants to, yeah, we have the same ambitions, and that's important for a group. And when you have, yeah, top class players pushing you every day, it makes you want to do more. And but basically, this team spirit, I think that's the main thing that drives us every year after year, and something that I appreciate a lot, because you have a lot of class characters in the team, great persons, and we all have the same ambition. So it's I take a lot of pleasure being in the group, and yeah, work for the same goals as them.
Because you integrated yourself very quickly, didn't you? You wanted to not only perform and be a part of things on the field, you clearly wanted to be a part of things off the field as well. It would be very easy for the players from overseas to kind of have their own little group, and for the local French players to have their own little group. But when I look at, you know, the social media channels, for example, of the Lyon players, is very open and very public, and the relationships that you have with players like Eugenie Le Sommer and Wendy Renard and the French players. Why did you feel that was important, and how difficult was it to integrate yourself? And I'm looking probably more at the beginning, because we're now 4 years down the line.
I thought the main ambition when I came was to learn French, just to learn the French as quick as possible, get in the group and understand the game, understand how they're thinking. So you get like really integrated into the team, which is really important, both off and on the field. And I will say that since the day I arrived, everyone was fantastic. It was such a warm welcome. I felt at home from the beginning, and it's been an adventure since then. And I mean, you have a top team, but you also have top class person, so kind of the mix of that makes it so fun. And I hope that others have that same impression when you get into the team, when you sign here, that you come to a group with warm welcoming spirit, to be honest, because everyone knows that to succeed at the club, you also need to feel well, you need to feel comfortable. And so all of these are like main ingredients to have success.
And have you taken your own personal experience to maybe welcome those that come in from overseas, not just overseas, but players, French players that come and join the club? You are able, I guess, to use your own experiences of, you joined the club at what, 18 years old, 19 years old? You're still only 22. You know, for an 18, 19 year old to go in and learn French off the back of having already had the experience to be in a Potsdam in Germany. How have you used your own experience to maybe help other players that are coming in?
To give them a warm welcome, first of all, to make them feel at home, first of all, and of course, showing them around, and like, you know how it is to be new, and it's exciting, but maybe a bit scary sometimes. So having someone, being there, showing people around, translate a bit in the beginning. And I think it's like automatically you'll get into the group. But it's important to always have the thought that it's not easy to go abroad. It's kind of tough challenge, because obviously you need to perform on the pitch, but there's all these challenges with the language and your culture. So there's a lot of things that need to be in place to show your qualities as a player. So I know that importance of that. So I try to just help all the new ones that are coming. But I feel that everyone's who's been there has had a great time getting into the group, and I hope it can continue like that.
There's a lot of characters in that group. Can you tell me what it's been like integrating Shanice van der Sanden into the group?
It's been fantastic, first of all, because she's such a warm person, really open, and takes on challenges. She has brought in this team spirit mentality, which is, yeah, one of the most important qualities you have in a player and a person. So she's a lot of fun to have in a team. She's always there with positive messages.
And she's crazy, right?
She's a bit crazy as well. So a lot of humor. When she starts speaking a bit French now, we have a good laugh. And that reminds me where I was in the beginning. So she's been a great recruit for us.
And looking ahead, we mentioned that you've got a French title under your belt. You have a French Cup final coming up, which I want to talk about because it's obviously very significant for you for a reason we'll go into in a minute. But coming up before that, you've got another Women's Champions League final, and it's against a team that is becoming a bit of a rival for Lyon. You're playing against Wolfsburg, who you've played twice before in Champions League finals. Obviously, there was the game at Stamford Bridge, which was before your time, which Wolfsburg won. And then, of course, you had a final in Reggio a couple of years ago, which you won on penalties. Now, talk about the journey of the Champions League this year, because as we often see in the Champions League, the earlier rounds can be quite one-sided, but the later rounds, you obviously had Barcelona in the quarterfinals and then had Manchester City in the semi-finals. How difficult were those matches? Because those are two teams, I guess, that you're looking at now, maybe a little bit over your shoulder, because they're investing in their squads, they're starting to make improvements, and Lyon always want to stay ahead of the game, but there are teams now starting to invest and try and catch you up.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. And thankfully, it's becoming to get close in the top, and the teams are pushing on to develop, and you can see it in the results. And I think that's really important for the game. And you can see it was tight results in the quarterfinals and in the semifinals. It was some tight matches. But in the end, I think we won deservedly over those four games. I think we owned the ball during almost all four matches, and we didn't score a lot of goals. But that's not how it is today. The challenge is tough. We defend, we're in attacking position of winning the treble again. So it's not easy. But we managed to reach the final again. I honestly think it's going to be a fantastic final playing Wolfsburg. It's for the moment the two best teams in Europe, so it's going to be a great clash.
I think you could probably go further and say the two best teams in the world. I know it's difficult because the accessibility of women's football means that there are leagues that are difficult to follow, but I've said it publicly, I think you have the two best teams in the world in Lyon and Wolfsburg. How much are you looking forward to the challenge? How much are you looking forward to coming up against your Norwegian teammate Carolina Hansen? And how much are you looking forward to potentially winning a third Champions League title?
I love those stages. I love the Champions League. Yeah, it's hard to describe the feeling playing a Champions League game, and especially a final, and especially winning it. It's what you dream of as a player, and my ambitions are clear. It's to win everything with Lyon, to be the best team, and playing a Champions League final is one of the biggest moments in your career. So it's such an exciting challenge. It's not easy, but I really think we're capable of doing it again with the quality we have in the squad.
What's going to be key, do you think? I'm sure you will have seen footage of Wolfsburg. The team has changed a little bit from the team that you beat on penalties a couple of years ago, but there's still some familiar faces there. You will know plenty about them. What's going to be the key, do you think, in trying to overcome them?
I think the key is to keep a good rhythm in the way we play, to stay concentrated in the way we want to play, keeping the tempo in the way we play and playing attacking football. That's what we try to do, and we try to play an attacking football that amuses people, that makes people come to our games and to win. We know the strengths of Wolfsburg. They're quite a physical team as well, and they play quite directly. So it's going to be fun to have two teams playing attacking football. I hope it's going to show a good level of football in this final, and hopefully a lot of goals for us.
I know that you obviously came out as winner 2 years ago, but I'm sure there were mixed feelings, to say the least, because obviously you scored in the opening half, but then missed a penalty in the shootout. If a penalty is awarded in the final or it goes to a shootout, how confident are you of righting the wrong of 2 years ago and stepping up?
Those moments are the moments that you experience so much, you learn a lot. And I mean, missing that penalty showed as well the quality of the team at stepping up. I missed, but the girls were behind me, and that's what I cherish a lot about the team. If someone messes up like I did with that penalty, someone else will step up and win it. So obviously, if there was a penalty today, I would never doubt of taking it. So crossing fingers that there will be no penalty shootouts this year, but a lot of goals in a fan final.
Well, that's what I want to hear, because you should never, ever step away from that. One penalty kick doesn't define a player's career. But it's going to be, as you say, a really, really interesting game and really high quality. You have the Coupe de France final as well against Paris Saint-Germain. Now, we mentioned that there's going to be a real interest there for you. And the reason there's a real interest there for you is because your sister, Andrina, is now at PSG. Talk to me about the move that she made to France, how much she maybe asked you about the league, and how much you're potentially looking forward to coming up against her in a major final. Because if I'm not mistaken, obviously you played together when you were younger, then she went to Sweden, you went to Germany. Would this be the first time that you've played each other at club level?
Yeah, this will be the first time we play against each other, so it's going to be a massive feeling. I mean, I was really proud of her playing in the same country as me and playing for PSG, which is, top two best teams in the country, and such a big club in Europe. So, I mean, it's hard to describe the feeling we'll have when we play each other. I think it's going to be harder for our parents and the family, because when we're on the pitch and we're about to play, we're all about winning, both of us. So it's going to be a special feeling. But it's a massive feeling having her 2 hours away by train and playing, both of us playing in one of the two best clubs in Europe. So I think if you'd asked me the same question, like if I would have thought of this situation some years ago, I would never have believed it. So it's something that I cherish a lot.
You're very close as sisters. You're a very close family. Will you have to almost block that out when you take to the field so that your emotions don't get the better of you?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of like automatically like that. When I step onto the field, it's all about winning, winning with Lyon, and that's the same for her case. We're really close, of course, and we talk a lot, but we don't always discuss football. We discuss a lot of everyday life as well, so it's kind of a good balance. But I'm not thinking it's going to be a problem when the whistles goes off and we're about to play. I think it's going to be quite hard for Mom and dad, especially.
But mom and dad will at least have a winner at the final whistle.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good positive thing about it. I told them that they should like get this shirt, like half PSG, half Lyon on it. And I think it's going to be a massive feeling having the whole family in the stands for that game.
But they are. We kind of joke, but I remember seeing the video that I think Lyon put out or someone put out. It might have been UEFA. When you won the Champions League in Cardiff, obviously Andrina was playing for Birmingham City Ladies at the time. She was there with your mum and dad, and there was a really nice moment where you went over to them. They've been huge for you, haven't they? They've followed you everywhere. They travel out to Lyon when they can. I know that, having spoken to your mum, and that must be huge for you because, as I mentioned, you're still only 22. You know, every daughter still needs their mum and dad, right?
Absolutely, and they've been there the whole way. They have been there since I was a little kid, and traveling all the world around to watch us play, and all those sessions we had on the pitch together, training, blood, sweat, and tears, to be honest. And we've broken a lot of barriers together, and we have this really close relationship. And it's like, when I win with Lyon or wherever I am, I feel that it's a team effort, and I feel that the whole family wins because everyone knows the hard work that's been put behind it. And they had the biggest impact on my career. And I know that I wouldn't have been here today if it wasn't for them. So having them on the journey is just amazing.
Are they going to be out in Kiev supporting you?
Yes, they are. They are two football crazy mom and dad traveling all Europe all around to watch us play. So cheers to you guys, mom and dad. I respect it.
Crazy. No, you're right. It's nice to have that support, and I've seen at plenty of your games. So
I'm trying to get my brother as well to the final, so it would be great to have the whole family there.
Does your brother play football?
He played football, and he got a crazy left-footed shot. So I've been practicing a bit with him when I was a kid as well. But now he's a teacher in Oslo with his family and does his thing. But we are keeping on track.
That must be insightful and crazy for him, because as a teacher, he must, you know, he has his pupils, he has his students who see their teachers' sisters playing professional football in Europe and winning major competitions.
Yeah, it was funny because I've been visiting their class or his class sometimes, and it's been great every time. It's been like such an atmosphere, me walking into the classroom, and it's funny because more and more it gets a lot of more interest in Norway as well. When we win and when I get home for summer break or winter break, you can feel the interest from the people. And that's so amazing to see, because it's all about creating this buzz about the game, about the women's game. Having that role to have an impact on that is so motivating as well.
Is that something you're comfortable with? You know, some players will know straight away that they want to be role models. They'll know that it's something that comes with the territory of being a footballer. But do you enjoy being in the spotlight? And number two, how do you deal with being in the spotlight and being a focal point, not only in Norway, but obviously at home in Lyon at the moment as well?
Yeah, I mean, that depends how you describe the spotlight, but I absolutely love trying to be the person I am, and how I have all these younger boys and girls looking up to you. That's kind of a massive feeling, because it gives you this boost. You know that you have like a role for them, and especially back in Norway, to show them that we're a small country, but still you can dream big and get somewhere. And that gives me a lot. Obviously, you have all this media and journalism, and you do these stuff. But being a role model, it's kind of the coolest part of being a footballer, I think. And it gives me a lot as well, because I know the importance of having idols to look up on at when you're younger. So trying to take that role seriously, be yourself and inspire others as well.
Do you feel too young to be a role model? It kind of feels like sort of older players tend to be role models. I keep repeating it, 22 years old. Does it almost feel a little bit surreal that you've got, you know, young kids, male and female, not just kids? You know, I think it's really important to point out, it's always kind of referred to that athletes are role models and looked up to by children. I think it's fair to say that adults, men and women, look up to athletes as well, whether they're male, female footballers, netball players, basketball, whatever they might be. This isn't just about children. This is about people who look up to you and look at what you're doing at an older age as well.
Yeah, but it's surreal, and that's why it's so important to keep that authenticity by yourself, to be yourself, to perform at the highest level as you can, and at the same time stay you. Because it's hard to, of course, when you have a lot of success, it can be a challenge to know your values, or you can get a little bit lost on the road. But that's all the experience you have. You grow a lot, and during all these years, for me, the most important thing is to stay true to yourself and know your values and keep the authenticity. Absolutely.
So, what's the motivation moving forward? We've talked about the league titles, the French Cup final coming up, the Women's Champions League final coming up. Last year, you pretty much cleaned up when it came to individual honours. You won the BBC Women's Footballer of the Year. You won the UEFA Women's Player of the Year. The one that's kind of eluded you at the moment is the FIFA Best. How much of a focus is that? How much do you work towards that recognition on the world stage in terms of the FIFA award, or does it not matter to you?
The main object or the main ambitions are to win it all with Lyon. That's the same ambitions like every year. And of course I have personal ambitions, and those need to be balanced with the team's ambitions. I think that if we manage to succeed as a team, I think that my personal ambitions will succeed as well. So it's kind of a good balance. And if we perform well, I will perform well as well. So obviously I have the ambitions of scoring the most goals and being the best, but that's something that comes with winning with the team. So I always say that even though if we have world-class players in our team, everyone who plays knows the importance of playing for the team. So if you play for the team, you also get recognized individually. So the personal ambitions are quite clear. All those prizes that I've had the last year has been so motivating, so inspiring to keep it going. So why not just keep on working hard, and we'll see where it gets me.
Well, perfect place, I think, to finish up a really insightful interview. We've spoken so many times, and I wanted it to be a little bit different this time. You know, we've spoken about the Champions League final, which I wish you the very best of luck with next week. But really great to get a little bit of insight into certain things off the field and the big game coming up against Andrina as well. So wish you well, Ada. I'm sure we'll speak again sometime in the future. But good luck with the rest of the campaign and in that Champions League final.
Thanks a lot, Kieran. Always a pleasure.
Women's Soccer Zone. It's all about the players.
So that was Ada. Always appreciate her time. Some really good insight there into life in Lyon, and of course a little bit about being a role model back in Norway as well. That Champions League final, just a reminder, takes place next Thursday, May the 24th. So make sure you do tune in for that. So that does it for this one-to-one episode of Women's Soccer Zone. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time, take care of yourselves and bye-bye.